Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 9, question 26. What dost thou believe when thou sayest, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, that the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that in them is, who likewise upholds and governs the same by his eternal counsel and providence, is for the sake of Christ his Son, my God and my Father, in whom I so trust as to have no doubt that he will provide me with all things necessary for body and soul. And further, that whatever evil he sends upon me in this vale of tears, he will turn to my good. For he is able to do it, being Almighty God, and willing also, being a faithful Father. As we've been looking at different statements from other confessions of the Christian Church or other statements that have gained wide acceptance and popularity from individual theologians, today the doctrine of providence, that's very widely, very broadly, very generally confessed among the Reformed churches, and there's something of an embarrassment of riches in terms of where else could we turn to see that the Heidelberg Catechism is not unique, is not distinctive in acknowledging that God governs all things, as we've heard here. But I'd like to read a few words from the 1551 Confession of the Glastonbury Congregation, and their articulation of the doctrine of providence includes these words: the whole world is so ruled by him alone that nothing is done or happeneth therein, save by the will and pleasure of God alone. Now, the remarkable thing about that is not what is said. That's very standard, very mainstream Reformed doctrine. But it illustrates the point. It adds some weight to it when we remember the circumstances of these people. This was a congregation of French refugees. They'd fled from France. They'd originally united in Strasbourg. From Strasbourg, because of political circumstances, they had to go to England, where they settled in Glastonbury, which is how they got their name. But then circumstances changed in England. They had to flee again. They tried to settle in Emden and were refused. They tried to settle in Cologne and were refused. And finally, they wound up in Frankfurt. Now, you think about that. These are people who have been driven from their home in France, in Strasbourg, in Glastonbury, and finally settled down in Frankfurt. They've held together. They've even grown over those years. But think about what their life was like. Think about the pain, the distress of, oh, once again, we've got to pack up and go who knows where to settle down. From people who experienced that, from those whose lives were characterized by turmoil and exile and being refugees, to be able to acknowledge that the whole world is so ruled by God alone that nothing is done or happens in it except by his will and pleasure. That's something sustaining. That's something that we need to know, something so very important for us, something so very important for people who are now becoming refugees in Ukraine and in other similar circumstances. Nothing happens without the will of God. God is in charge of all these things, and whatever evil he sends upon us in his veil of tears, he is able to turn it to our good. We need to know that, don't we? As much as the members of the Glastonbury congregation, we should be able to make that confession as well.